is it? Let me try. If I put all my strength into it. Oh, I can do it.
Well done. You really are a very clever mouse.
Are we all set then?
Here's the plan. At 7:30, I shall go down to the dining room for supper with you in my handbag.
Yes.
I shall release you under the table together with the precious bottle, and from then on, you'll be on your own.
I understand.
You'll have to get from the dining room to the door that leads into the kitchen. There will be waiters going in and out all the time.
I'll just have to choose the right moment and nip in behind one of them.
For heaven's sake, make sure you don't get trodden on.
I'll try not to.
But whatever happens, don't let them catch you.
Don't go on about it. You're making me nervous.
You are a brave little fellow. I do love you.
What should we do with Bruno?
I'm coming with you. I'm not missing my supper.
You can come along if you stay in my bag and keep absolutely quiet.
Will you pass through Jasmine from the table?
Yes, if you promise to behave yourself.
Still.
My darling, would you like something to eat?
I'm too excited. I've got a big job ahead of me.
You'll never do a bigger one. The time has come. The great moment has arrived. Are you ready, my child?
Yes, Grandmama.
We must go now.
Hang on. Can I just finish my banana?
No!
She scoops Bruno up and puts him in her handbag.
I shall leave the clasp undone.
I clutch the little bottle to my chest as she lifts me up and kisses me on the nose.
Good luck, my darling. And by the way, you do realize you have got a tail, don't you?
A tail?
A long, curly tail.
Oh, yeah. I have, haven't I?
I lift my tail up and swish it from side to side. I can curl it and twist it and shake it.
Cool.
I mention it only because it might come in useful when you're climbing around in the kitchen.
In what way?
You can hook it onto things and you can swing from it and lower yourself to the ground from high places.
I wish I'd known this before. I could have practiced using it.
Too late for that now.
She places me in her handbag with Bruno, picks up her walking stick, and we make our way to the lift.
Listen, I won't be able to talk to you much when we're in the dining room. If I do, people will think I'm dirty. I'm talking to myself.
Okay, Grandma.
When we get to the dining room, I peep out of the handbag. I see two long tables. No one is sitting down at them yet. Each one has a notice on.
Reserved for members of the RSPCC.
My grandmother sits at her small table in the corner. She unfolds a napkin and spreads it over the handbag in her lap, then reaches under it and gently lifts me out.
Are you holding the bottle?
Yes. I'm ready, Grandmama.
Good evening, then.
Good evening.
Would you like to see the menu?
Thank you.
Where is the little gentleman tonight?
He's not feeling very well. He's staying in his room.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
That's very kind.
Our specials tonight are pea green soup to start with, and for the main course, there's a choice of either grilled filet of sole or roast lamb.
Pea soup and lamb for me, please, but don't hurry. I'm in no rush tonight. In fact, why don't you bring me a glass of dry sherry first?
Of course, madam. I'll be back with it shortly.
How's your chance?
My grandmother pretends she has dropped something, and as she bends down, she slides me out from under her napkin onto the floor.
Go, darling. Go.
I'm on my own now. I clutch the little bottle tightly. The kitchen door is on the other side of the dining room.
Wish me luck.
I run. No one sees me. I'm just about to cross the main entrance into the dining room when...
The witch is coming for dinner.
I wait till they are all past me. Then I make a dash for the kitchen door. A waiter opens it to go in, and I nip in behind him.
Four soups and two lambs and two fish for 10/28.
Four soups, two lambs, two fish.
I hide behind a dustbin and listen. everyone is rushing about.
Three apple pies and two ice creams for number 17.
Not far above my head is a handle.